This is Pastor Dale Swartz, and I do welcome you to another broadcast of The Voice of Tomorrow. I encourage you to get a Bible and a piece of paper and pencil and write down the passages that we're going to be discussing today. And I'd like to have you go back and re-examine those passages so that you yourself can know what the Bible is really saying. The Bible is God's Word. It is God's Word to you, and when you are reading the Scriptures, you're reading God's Word, and He's speaking to you through the inspired writers that He designated to write those books that we have in our Bible. Those Bible writers were inspired and wrote what the words that God wanted them to write so that we, in down through the ages, would be able to read those passages and to know what God intended for us to do, how to live, and what He expected of us, what He has prepared for the future. And a big message in the Scriptures is all about Jesus Christ, God's Son. We have been through Easter, and we're moving into spring and anticipating great things as far as the warmer weather. And as we look towards spring and finishing Easter, I like to look at the Scriptures and see the brightness, the bright spots that the Scriptures share for each of us, because you get a lot of positive information from God through His Word to carry you through each and every day. I believe it's important that you study the Scriptures. Or Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy 2 and verse 15, He told Timothy to study to show yourself approved unto God, to be a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Rightly dividing the word of truth is referring to looking at the Scriptures and understanding what it says. And there are a lot of things that go into studying the Scriptures. It's not just the words that you're reading, but you need to understand what some of the customs of the day may have been. Some of the language in our Bible is language that was very clear to the people of Jesus' day. Some of the language that was clear to the apostles and to maybe the prophets as you look in the Old Testament. And to understand and see the Scriptures and let God speak to you and tell you what these words are meaning. In the book of Acts, chapter 17, we have the account of Paul, the apostle. And in this particular occasion, Paul told his listeners that the people in the city of Berea, where he had traveled, were more noble than the people in the city of Thessalonica. And they were more noble, and he gave them credit because they studied the Scriptures. They studied the Scriptures to see if the things that the Apostle Paul was telling them were indeed true. They would hear Paul preach, and then they would go back and they would examine the Scriptures to make sure, is he telling us the truth? Of course, they found out, yes, he was. But it was the part that you need to see is that they checked it out for themselves. And that's what I want you to do. That's why I encourage you either to get a Bible and follow along in our Scriptures, or to write the passages down and go back and re-examine them later. So if there's a question that comes in your mind, or if you hear something that I say that you didn't quite get what the verse said, you can go back and re-examine the verse and to read it for yourself so that you know what the Scripture is saying, because we are told in the Bible that we should always, each of us, be ready with an answer to give to any person who asks about the hope that we have in Jesus Christ. That's in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 15. To be able to give an answer, to be able to tell someone why we believe what we believe. So I encourage you to study the Scriptures. And I want to inform you about a very special event that is coming up in the month of May. And through Kingdom Ministries that sponsors this program, The Voice of Tomorrow, each Tuesday in the month of May at 7 o'clock at the Litchfield Public Library, I will be conducting a seminar on the Kingdom of God. And I'd like to encourage you to come out for about an hour. And we're going to be studying the Bible and looking at what the Bible says about the kingdom of God. And it's going to be on Tuesday evenings at the Litchfield Public Library, sponsored by Kingdom Ministries. And that's also going to be in conjunction with the Litchfield Church of God. And I want you to come and share and bring your Bible, and we're going to be talking about the scriptures and see what the Bible says about the message of the kingdom of God that was so near and dear to the heart of Jesus. Jesus preached the kingdom. That was a message that was on his heart. It's a message that was on his lips throughout his ministry. And one, the passage I want you to take a quick look at is in the Gospel of Mark and the first chapter. The Gospel of Mark and chapter 1, as Jesus begins his preaching. After his baptism, Jesus went into the wilderness, and he was in the wilderness for about 40 days, and he was tempted by Satan, and he overcame those temptations. And we can read in the book of Matthew a little bit more detail about those temptations and what they were and how he overcame them. And when he came back from his from this 40 days in the wilderness, we come to verse 14 of Mark chapter 1. And it says that after John had been taken into custody, Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of God. That's an interesting term that we'll be looking at. Preaching the gospel of God and saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. Jesus begins in his preaching, in his ministry, to talk about the kingdom of God. And as we will see, the kingdom is a literal place. It's a literal thing that's going to be established. It's something that the nation of Israel had longed for throughout their history since the time of Solomon. David wanted to build a temple for God. But he, being a man of war, and the fact that he had shed blood, God did not allow David himself to build a temple. But God told David that a person that would be one of his descendants would sit on his throne, and he would sit on his throne forever. The angel Gabriel told Mary when she was about to become the mother of Jesus at and you can find this in back in Matthew chapter 1, that when Mary found out that she was going to have a child, the angel said that this child would be great. He would be called the Son of the Most High. He would sit on the throne of his father David, being his ancestor David, and of his kingdom there would be no end. So what you have the kingdom being promised to be an everlasting kingdom, and this child that Mary would be giving birth to would eventually sit on the throne of that kingdom. It's something that's very, very literal. And as Jesus came preaching, he said, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. The fact that now we're still waiting for the literal establishment of that physical kingdom to be established. But what we have see here is because Jesus was the king of that kingdom was nearby, and the people didn't recognize him. He was the king of that kingdom, and they needed to accept him as Lord, Savior, and Master in order to have entrance into the kingdom of God. And throughout Jesus' ministry, then some of the things that Jesus did in the miracles, he opened the eyes of the blind. He opened the ears of those who were deaf. He raised people from the dead. He cast out demons. He healed all manner of diseases. And these were samples of what the kingdom of God was going to be like. You see, one of the things that fascinates me when I go into some grocery stores and you go at the proper time, you see people having a small display, and maybe it's a little piece of pizza or a type of juice, and they want you to sample that little morsel of food. And the idea behind it is that if you try it, they'd like you to buy a complete container of that product. And the miracles that Jesus did were samples of what the future was going to be like. When Jesus healed, he healed the people that he touched, but he didn't eradicate all disease. We still have disease today. But what the miracles of the healing were miracles that were samples of what the future will be like in the kingdom of God when there is no more death, there is no more sorrow, there is no more crying. The former things will be passed away. It's all going to be perfect in the kingdom of God, and it's still future. We're still waiting for that event. We're still awaiting for the establishment of that kingdom. I encourage you to be a student of God's word. May God bless.